Saturday night, a bunch of us were united in the emergency alert we got asking us to reduce power to save the grid and not have rolling brownouts. And ISO has said once that alert went out, our use plummeted. We turned off our Christmas lights, we turned off our dishwashers, and we saved the province. But then some of you said, hey, hey, where was my alert? I didn't get it. So many questions. So very appreciative that we had time today to connect with Mike Ellis, Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services. Thank you so much for making the time today, Minister.
Sure. So, well, first of all, let me just say thank you for the introduction. I just got to say thank you to all Albertans. Let me just get that right off the table here. But I just want to say that, you know, emergency alerts are very important to let the public know that something is happening and to let them know in a timely manner and to get a messaging out as soon as possible. And that's what the emergency alert did in this particular situation.
So I know we had one for the power on Saturday night. I've had emergency alerts in the spring and summer when there's been tornado or wild weather action happening around us. What are some of the other times when we've had them?
Yeah, I mean, certainly during the wildfires was something that we utilized on a fairly regular basis. Of course, during any natural disaster or emergency, I know it's something that we've utilized throughout the province, and quite frankly, not just throughout the province, but throughout the country as well. I can tell you that we use Amber Alerts as an example, and that's of course used by police when there's a situation that requires an Amber Alert. So. Again, this is just about informing the public on a bit of a broader basis when faced with something that with information that needs to go out to the public. And again, can't thank Albertans enough. They responded.
Now, on Saturday night, did every Albertan get the emergency alert?
So the answer to that is not every Albertan. Certainly what I have been told is that when you're receiving this, you have to have a cell phone or a mobile app that is compatible to a network that is on an LTE 4G network. And I think that's the most important thing to know. Obviously, if you were watching television, for example, of course, that alert went out, but not everyone's phone went off. But I will say this again, Albertans responded in a way that was absolutely remarkable. And, for those that don't have the app, I encourage you to download that app and to make sure that if God forbid, we were in a situation that requires this to happen again, that app is available to them.
And so just back the train up for a second. What is the emergency app that you're talking about?
So the app is the Alberta Emergency Alert app.
Okay.
And you can just download that.
And so I guess it's about the network, because so many people said, I didn't get it, which my follow-up question, though, is some people said, I've been told, which is always a dangerous phrase to utter, I've been told that sometimes only the major cities get the alerts. So on Saturday night, is there a way to program the alert to say, we'll only send it out to, say, Red Deer, Calgary, Lethbridge, and Edmonton? Or when you send out the alert on Saturday night, was the attention for everyone to get it who has the right network, who has the app?
So I'm told, yes, it can be localized. However, in this case, it went out to all Albertans.
So I will tell you that we got quite a few messages from people in Strathmore who said, here's misinformation, that Strathmore was not on the alert list on Saturday night. I thought that was odd. That obviously is not true.
No, it's not accurate. No, everybody in, I'm told by my ADM that everybody in Alberta, the alert went out to everybody in Alberta.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got a busy night ahead. It's Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services, Mike Ellis. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.